Hello, everyone. Hello, loved ones. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio, enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. I'm a spiritual healer, teacher, and author of 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul. My global vision is to connect people to people just like you to create oneness, and through support and universal guidance, educate people about the power within to heal oneself and others. Simply, I am here to love myself and love you all. You can learn more about me by visiting www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. As always, please feel free to visit www.infiniteloveradio.com and download free guided meditations and insights. As well as, I invite all of your questions, comments, and suggestions to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Today and every day, my highest intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Thank you for your participation and giving me this beautiful, magnificent opportunity to serve you in this way. I am truly grateful. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer, followed by our special, inspiring, delightful guest. Our guest is Dr. Liliana Cherubnalkowski, who is a medical intuitive, an energy healer, and lecturer. She's a pioneer in the fields of medical intuition, energy medicine, human consciousness, and transformation. A gifted clairvoyant and a physician scientist with a diverse background of study in general medicine, cancer research, AIDS research, intuition, spirituality, and metaphysics. Dr. Liliana easily bridges the realms of science and spirit. To learn more about Dr. Liliana, please visit her website, www.drliliana.com, or call 310-772-8270. We shall hear all about her magnificent work and actually a surprise. And the surprise is that we shall have one of her clients on later on the show who has experienced a major healing and who has graciously agreed to share his experience with us. We are grateful. For now, I invite all of you to join us all in this atmosphere, in this paradigm of love and light, in this atmosphere, in this world of presence, right where I am, right where you are, right where Dr. Liliana is, right where our guest is later on, Samir, for we are all one. We're here united on this air to share, to be awakened, to open up our hearts to our true self, to open up our hearts to the healing power within, to heal every cell, atom, molecule, to heal our mind, body, and spirit as we're here together. In this moment, I invite you for a few deep cleansing breaths in to relax and to settle into the now. Here we go. Let's take the first breath. One deep cleansing breath in. And exhale with an ah. I really invite you to sound it out. Clear it out. Clear it out. You've been holding on to so much. Beautiful. Again, the second deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhale with an ah. Allowing yourself to relax and letting go of any tension you're holding on from your head to your toe. Shake it out and relax. Wonderful. Here we go. Another deep cleansing breath in. Again, exhaling with an ah, ah, into this moment, allowing ourselves to be free in the present moment, allowing us to receive the light of God, universe, the spirit of all good, the blessings of all good, and the beauty and the healing energy and the inspiration that is in the present moment for you and I and for all. I invite you to simply be in the here and the now. as your wonderful emanation of God, the divine, universe, spirit, higher power, whatever term you have for this magnificent, magnificent being of the present moment, let us all attune together here in the now. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you. And now we shall move on as I briefly reintroduce our special guest again. We're speaking to, in a few moments, to Dr. Liliana, who is a medical intuitive energy healer and lecturer. And here she is. Welcome, Dr. Liliana.
Thank you very much, Michelle. It is a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. And I forgot to mention that you're backed by popular demand. popular demand. Last time you were on the show, we had so much information to talk about, so many different topics of healing that we didn't get a chance. So we chose to invite you back so that we can further explore the world of healing.
Yes, indeed, there is much to talk about in the area of medical intuition and energy medicine. You need hours and hours and hours.
I know. Well, for now, we have like 55 minutes. Dr.
Yes.
Liliana, for our guests, for our beautiful listeners that are listening, they may be thinking right now, okay, you have wonderful testimonials that as I have reviewed your website on and on and on and on with magnificent comments of truth about their experience with you, all these wonderful people. For the listeners that are out there wondering, can anyone be healed? Can anyone be healed? What would you say to them?
I would say yes. I would say yes.
With
so
confidence.
There are many different layers of healing, physical level, energetic level, mental, emotional, relational, situational, and spiritual level. So a healing doesn't necessarily always mean only a physical cure, getting rid of something at a physical level, but may include all the other levels. In some cases in which people receive major cures at a physical level, I perceive clairvoyantly that they are accompanied by major changes in a positive way at the level of their energetic being. So there is a cleansing and a healing that occurs at different levels of the being.
Right. Dr. Liliana, would you say that, for example, I am a single mother of two. Okay, and I'm around my kids and I'm around my family members quite often. Would you say that I could possibly absorb their energy and it can affect my health and my well-being without me knowing?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Our energetic system is not stagnant. It's constantly under fluctuation, and we are very much influenced by the electromagnetic factors in the atmosphere, such as cell phones and computers and TVs. But also, we are very much influenced by other people's energies and intentions, whether they are in touch with us directly through physical presence or from a distance. So, yes, we can pick up energies from other people, and we can many times feel how they can influence us in terms of our mood, our disposition, how we feel, if we feel tired or suddenly upset or depressed, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wonderful. The reason that I'm asking this, I wanted to get feedback from you, is because I'm one of those people that I do get affected by all of these energies, and it really, really causes me at times to experience fatigue. And when I sit down and meditate and clear myself, I really notice the cause of this fatigue. Yes, please go ahead.
Having awareness of your energy system is very important, as well as developing energy management skills and energy hygiene skills. There are very simple ways of decontaminating ourselves from our energies, that don't belong to us, from other people's energies, let's say at the end of the day. And this can be done through visualization or maybe taking a salt bath, meditation, prayer, and so on.
Right. Dr. Liliana, last time you were on this show, we touched upon what clairvoyance is. Now we may have the same listeners or new listeners that have joined on. Can we explain further into this show what a clairvoyant person does, such as yourself.
Yes, clairvoyance is a part of intuition, and every single person is born intuitive. It is a sixth sense, something that we all possess, but we have not been trained to use it. So clairvoyance is the ability of seeing without the physical eyes.
Yes. And as I was reading one of your testimonials, I believe that it said that you do support people to enhance their intuitions in your sessions. Is that correct?
Yes, I do. This is why I consider myself a little bit different than other medical intuitives, is because at the end of the reading, I don't leave people up in the air. In follow-up sessions, I take them through a complex process of energy makeover, during which I also teach them the intuitive, clairvoyant, and energetic techniques of how to work on themselves.
Mm-hmm. So you also teach self-healing,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And everybody can heal themselves. People can heal themselves through making changes in their lifestyle and also through using their own intuition and their own energies, building awareness, and through the power of positive thinking and visualization. Because the physical body internalizes everything as real. If we have negative thoughts, the physical body believes it and believes that we are under attack of some sort and creates very nocive cascades of biochemical reactions, hormones, and processes that lead to illness. By the same token, if somebody thinks positively and visualizes beautiful things, the physical body internalizes this also as real. And therefore, it creates very beneficial cascades of biochemical reactions, processes that and hormones that are very healing for us.
Mm. So I love what you said. You said everybody can heal, everybody can change. And self-healing works for all, right?
Absolutely.
Being aware, the willingness, the commitment here.
Exactly.
Let's talk about
and this. Taking responsibility for our own healing is very important,
yeah.
Not just expecting that somebody will come and will fix us.
Taking
responsibility for our own healing as well.
Right. Like, for example, how was I part of this disease manifesting in my body?
Yeah, looking into the real causes of the illness, you know, the psychosomatic factors, making lifestyle changes, eliminating stress, thinking positively, using the intuition, using the energy, meditation, visualization, prayer, good nutrition, enough sleep, exercise, and so on. All these are very important factors. And also using the methods of Western medicine if, you know, they are appropriate.
Absolutely.
I have nothing against Western medicine. Actually, what we want to do is to integrate all these modalities.
Absolutely. I love integration. Dr. Liliana, I can hear some of the listeners go, as you were speaking, this list of do this, do that, do this, you know, change lifestyle, nutrition, exercise, boom, boom, boom. Yes. Don't be overwhelmed, listeners. Don't be overwhelmed. These are all opportunities for healing because there's so many ways. We have so many opportunities and possibilities to heal. It's magnificent. Thank you, universe, for providing it. Really, this is my gratitude to all of this. And you as a very, very gifted healer, we really appreciate your presence. Dr. Liliana.
Thank you very much.
So another question that I have for you is, can people facilitate healing in others using energy? So I'm asking this. I know the answer. I'm a healer myself, and I teach this. But I want to hear from your perspective.
Yes, energy healing is a modality of healing which is based on the ability to effectuate changes at the level of the energetic system of the person. And yes, we can learn how to do it. Anybody can learn how to do it. It takes practice, but anybody can learn how to do it.
And you learned, you were not a healer all your life, were you? This is my question.
No. I was trained in a Western scientific way as a physician and as a scientist. I was a medical researcher, and I had a Western scientific background, but I also was very interested in spirituality and metaphysics, and I took many courses and I read many, many books. And over the last several years, I became very interested in the area of medical intuition and energy medicine, and I was fortunate to study with some of the big names in these fields. And what I do now, I combine various modalities from different parts of the world. I do not use the same modalities for everybody. You know, I first give a very detailed reading of the energetic system of the body. Being clairvoyant, that makes it easier for me, you know, to assess in great detail the energetic system. And based on my findings, I'm able to recommend what the person can do from an energetic point of view in addition to whatever they are doing with their doctors to solve the problem.
Beautiful. Dr. Liliana, taking this time to reintroduce you to anyone that may have just joined us, this is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morvati, your host. We've been speaking to Dr. Liliana Cherepnarkovsky. Her website is www.drliliana.com. We've been talking about everyone has the possibility to heal, and everyone has the possibility to change their lifestyle if they want to, right?
Yes.
Again, going to the lifestyle. Sometimes we get stuck, no? We feel like we're stuck and we can't change. Like, this is life and there's no changing, so let me just remain stagnant where I am. And sometimes it's a comfort zone. What do you think, Dr. Liliana?
Sometimes this feeling of being stuck is due to an improperly functioning energetic system. When we are in the best possible energetic shape that we can be, then we feel physically strong, we have more mental clarity, nicer, more even emotions, and ease in relating to people, in doing our work, and just a plain feeling of being connected with God, with the universe, with the self, with the planet, and with the rest of the creation. So the key is at the level of the energies.
Right. Dr. Liliana, for anyone that may have been listening who is really inspired and would like to come to one of your lectures, do you have any upcoming lectures that we can give information to?
Yes, I will have a lecture in August. The location has not been determined yet, but for people who are interested, they can go to my website, which is www.drliliana.com, drliliana.com, and there is a section entitled Lecture Schedule, so they can look up the lecture, the location, the time, and so on for the upcoming lecture for August.
Fantastic. Thank you. I invite you listeners. And this is in Los Angeles, Dr. Liliana?
Yes, it will be in Los Angeles. And these are public lectures for public education, so they are free of charge.
Oh, fantastic. I invite you listeners, if you're in the Los Angeles area or you have any friends, family, loved ones, I invite you to direct them to this website. Her lectures are magnificent. I have participated. That's where I met, actually, Dr. Liliana, and was so inspired by her compassionate, authentic, vibrant energy, and that's how I invite her on the show. Honestly, it's rare, not to be judgmental, but rare. Dr. Liliana, I have another question. Is energy healing part of any the future of medicine from your perspective?
Yes, indeed. We are all made of energy, all the way to the level of the subatomic particles, and effectuating changes in the energetic system is possible. And it is also very accessible, doesn't have any side effects. The source is infinite and is pure. So we can all learn how to use, to access this universal energy, chi, ki, prana, life force, whatever you want to call it. So there are already departments of integrative medicine at various universities throughout the country where medical students and young physicians are taught in the alternative and complementary methods of therapy, such as Reiki and acupuncture, and learning how to pray with the patients, how to do visualization, meditation, qigong, and so on. These are all forms of energy medicine.
Right. And just in my opinion, sitting still and connecting to the divine and allowing the divine presence within us and outside of us to work in us and through us is healing. So I invite... Yes, Dr. Lee,
absolutely.
You
I totally
something.
Agree with you. I totally agree with you. And what I was going to state also is that we are just facilitators, you know, implementing certain techniques that we know. But at some point, something else takes over, and the healing has a transcendent aspect that, you know, other dimensions and other beings from other dimensions participate in our healing. But we need to be open to it, to invite it, to be open to it, and to, you know, cooperate and to have faith.
Right, and have faith. And that is, in my, the way I did, Dr. Liliana and the listeners, is sometimes I just lay down, I relax my body in open position, I say I surrender myself to God, the divine, light, love. I'm giving all these names if one resonates with you. And I just say, you know, I surrender and let the healing take place. And it can be just like I'm a little bit tense and I need to be more relaxed. And I feel the vibration inside and I just feel so calm and peaceful. And it's just being open and allowing, right? Being open and allowing. I must repeat, open and allowing. Sometimes I say to myself, I let go of control, I let go of resistance, and I am open. I actually, like, speak it. And allows the opening to take place. In a few minutes, we will have your wonderful, wonderful, miraculous client, past client on the show with his major healing. Dear listeners, I invite you to stay. It's going to be fantastic as he opens up to his miraculous experience of healing with Dr. Liliana. We shall hear all about it. So my question is, so through my own healing, Dr. Liliana and listeners, lupus central nervous system, I really transformed. It wasn't just, okay, healing, the symptoms gone. I transformed as a human being in many, many ways. This is what I'm doing now, surrendering to God, divine, and being of service. This is my highest intention all the time. In your experience with your clients, what kind of transformation have you experienced through healing?
Many times an illness is an opportunity for transformation. It's how you take it. There is always an opportunity to change and to change perspective. So many times in the midst of a crisis, let's say, there is always an opportunity. And if we take that opportunity and we go with it, this is where the healing occurs. If we are not stuck in the victim mode and why me and these kind of things.
Right.
I see that many times when people heal, this is by a major transformation. Because in the course of the sessions that we do with clients, we work at different levels of the being. So people are encouraged to use these techniques on themselves, but are encouraged also to revise their relationships and to do reading and to do prayer and meditation and visualization and many modalities. So it's opening their eyes to other perspectives.
Beautiful. This is what my question is. Someone's listening and they're going, all this talk about transformation, how does transformation show up after a healing? How does it show up?
For me as a clairvoyant, I see this transformation at the level of the energetic system in the sense that I see the chakras restructured and perfected and fully charged. When a person is fully charged with chi, ki, prana, life force, looks golden light like the candle flame. Also with a clear aura, cleansed aura, and with a connection with the universe and with the earth. Such a perfected energetic configuration leads to a change of consciousness. So when people are in this kind of energetic configuration, they are more likely to be alert and to be awake and present in the moment, more likely to function from the side of the higher self, of the soul, not from the side of the ego. And a lot of people become more interested in learning about the use of their own intuition and using energy for the purpose of healing, not only of themselves, but of others as well. And also they feel more connected with God, with the universe, with the self, with the planet, and more interested in being of service to humanity.
Mm, that sounds great.
So this is how I see the transformation, yes.
Yeah, this is how
so at the level of the energies, people glow. Let's put it this
way.
They look translucent. They look translucent. Yeah.
Wow. And so this is your perception through the energy. And how do the people, how do your clients experience the transformation in their lives? Let's give some examples.
Well, they are much more peaceful for once.
Okay.
And,
people,
they feel more connected with God, with the universe. They are less interested in material things. They are more interested in spreading the word and giving encouragement to other people and teaching others about healing modalities and doing service to humanity and learning more and evolving and so on, taking life in a different way.
Taking life more easy, would you say?
I would say less seriously, but more seriously in a different way.
right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, not taking life so hard, like, it's a hardship, it's pain, it's suffering.
Yes.
I'm
looking
coming from
at
lack
the fact
and limitation.
That we, at the fact that we are here on the planet for the purpose of learning. We are in Earth school, and we are here not only to learn, but also to enjoy, because there is much beauty to be enjoyed on planet Earth. And there is a lot, certainly a lot to learn. So this doesn't have to be a struggle. You know, this is a navigational journey. We need to remind ourselves that we are here navigating, and we all come with no navigational instructions. And we make mistakes sometimes, and we suffer, but this is how it is. And we need to stay flexible.
Yes. Dr. Liliana, I believe Samir is on the line. Samir?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Samir. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For all of our listeners, let us introduce Samir, who's experienced a major healing and has graciously agreed to be on the line with us to discuss his experience. He was a client of Dr. Liliana. Briefly, can I just give an update here, Dr. Liliana? You wrote an article about Samir's amazing miraculous healing in a book entitled Wake Up, Live the Life You Love in Service, correct?
Yes, actually, this book will be published in the fall of 2008, and it is a collection of stories written by different authors. So my story has to do with the case of my client, Samir Mehmedovic, who is today with us on the line.
Mm, beautiful. And so you write here, if I may, in your own words, he told me that he was born with a hole, a shunt, a congenital defect in his heart that gave him difficulties. Physical exertion would give him palpitations, breathing problems, and accelerate his heartbeat to 250 times per minute. And lately, these symptoms would appear even during normal, everyday activities. I just wanted to set up where he was coming from and giving Samir the opportunity for him to tell us briefly about his experience, and we will have a conversation here. Samir, thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Well, thank you for having me. It was experience. Life-changing experience, actually, because after all that, I realized that literally anything is possible, and that we just have to seek for the, you know, means and ways how to do things in a certain way that can help us. So basically, we can be helped in almost any situation with our health, mental or physical, regardless. So anyway, I had this this problem for all my life, and then right now, after working with Liliana and with the energies myself, I feel as a different person. You know, I'm doing any physical exercise that I like, and as long as I like, basically. And before, I wouldn't last on treadmill more than 7-8 minutes, and my heartbeat would go to 250, and, you know. And that was documented in the medical documentation on throughout several years in a cardiologist's office. And after all, in the end, when they probed, they put the catheter in through the blood vessels, and they poked the point in the heart where the shunt used to be, and there was no shunt. It was firm wall tissue, and there were no need for any other intervention. And my cardiologist was extremely surprised and perplexed.
Did he say?
Well, he was perplexed, and he just you know, shrugged, and you know. And when I told him, you know, things can be done through alternative ways, he just shrugged off, you know.
Wow.
So, you know, that's briefly.
Yeah, so this is after your session with Dr. Liliana. Dr. Liliana, what's your intake on this? You were
yes.
Present, right? Go ahead.
Yes, indeed, this is one of the major healing cases from my experience, and I was amazed at how it happened. This is a documented case medically by doctors at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, where they have a very good cardiology department. And they were all very surprised that the healing actually occurred and there was no need for surgery anymore. I was very, very grateful. I did my part in the sense that I used certain techniques the best that I could, and I held a very strong intention to help. But also, I witnessed divine intervention, which actually, you know, completed this energetic surgery, so to speak, for Semir.
Right.
So
and documented in your let's give it out
in my story, yes.
In your story, fantastic, fantastic.
Yes.
About the divine intervention.
Yes.
Fantastic. Yes.
Yeah. So we cannot discount that. It is very important, and we all have access to this.
Absolutely.
You know, through prayer, through meditation, we can align ourselves with the divine and just be a conduit for the healing.
Right. Dr. Liliana and Semir, so let's give it out there. You had a Semir, you had a hole in your heart. You went to Dr. Liliana, you did the energy work, she did the energy work, you were up to do surgery. Before the surgery, the cardiologist checked you, and they saw no hole, correct? There was no hole.
Yes, actually, the surgery was not supposed to be invasive surgery, except they put the catheter through the blood vessels and then they thread it through the vessels into the heart, and they watch in real time on the monitor where it travels, and they watch the situation constantly, and then they see it. And actually, I was able to see it because it's you know, your patient is awake during that. So that's just basically a probe that they put in, and they just checked that there was no shunt anymore. Because before the blood would go back a little bit, there was a little shunt between two ventricles, and the blood would go back instead of, you know, pump heart, instead of pumping it forward, it part of it would go back, and that would cause you know, lack of blood and oxygenized blood in the organism, and then the heart will have to, you know, pump more and more, and that's how it did create this huge, you know, heartbeats up to 250. But and they eventually, when they did that, they checked, and there was no shunt really anymore. So
that's amazing. That is amazing. Here's proof, living proof, that all things are possible. Just having faith, just having faith. My question to you, Samir, God bless you and Dr. Liliana, God bless you, both of you, is that was there a soul learning for you here, Samir, that you really got on a cellular level, like you really awakened to from this healing, this amazing, miraculous healing, on a soul level?
Well, even before that, actually, at some point, I was interested through, various, spontaneously. Actually, I was starting to be interested in alternative medicine and energy healing. And I began to be kind of closer to God to, achieve my own connection with the divine. So, and at the beginning of that journey, I met Liliana, and we had a few sessions actually, but after the second one, I believe, I'm not sure, the whole thing, happened. And after that, I just felt different. I felt better. I mean, I felt that I can do things that I wasn't able to do before. And you just cannot believe it. Your mind doesn't go from one mode into the other mode just, overnight. So you have to adjust yourself and your belief that the things are different, and then you can do things that you haven't been able to do for years. So it took me, like a few months, several months to get into the, to the understanding that, it's a completely different situation now.
Right. And so do you have a calling, like to be helpful, to be of service, this connection to God? Do you want to be further into service, or do you want to be a professional healer yourself? What's going on with you? I know that at the time you went to Dr. Liliana, you were an information technology consultant. Are you still?
Well, I'm still IT guy, but right now I just, talk to everybody, to all my friends, to all people that I'm, associate with, and anybody about these things, and I talk about the, that's my truth, and I witness that things are possible that most people wouldn't believe, it is, so.
Sure.
I don't feel any special call or anything, really, to be a healer or not. Although think I do have, like all of us, possibility to heal. We can heal ourselves and help healing others. When I said anything is possible, yes, but not that everybody can be healed, because, it's just the life is like that. So things are happening with reasons. So some people do not get better for various reasons, but probably had they known a different way, they probably would be healed. So,
Wow, fantastic.
There are many unknowns in the universe, and we can just strive to learn more every day, and be connected with God.
Thank you, Samir, for taking this time. And where I'm coming from, you just made a difference for thousands of people listening to this radio show, just by being present. This is how we can be of service, being available, and I'm grateful to you. Thank you so much
for
taking this time out and sharing We really appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings to you.
Goodbye.
Before we say goodbye, do you have anything else that you want to say?
Well, you know, the time is limited. That's it, basically. You know, we have to really believe that we can help ourselves and help others. And we can strive to do that and to gain more knowledge. And that's it, basically.
That's all. That's a lot.
Thank you.
You know what I say? I say amen to that. Amen to that.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Samir. We
Thank
wish
you,
you a life full of blessings and joy and vitality in every way. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Samir.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you,
Liliana.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Liliana. Wow.
Yes.
Making a difference.
Yeah,
one
actually, Samir is inspiring a lot of people. He talks to his relatives, to his friends, and many times he shows up at my public lectures and he gives a testimonial and he tells people his story because he wants people to know that anything is possible. Actually, this was a major physical healing that happened and that left his doctor very, very surprised. When he started feeling very well, he went to the doctors and he told them that he's much better and they did all the testings and so on and they couldn't detect any defect anymore in his heart, but they couldn't believe it and they said that, well, we have our operating room already reserved. Why don't we check you directly and put the catheter inside the heart? So they dutifully probed and poked inside the heart and they didn't find anything. So they extracted the instruments and they sent him home. So indeed, it was amazing and something that I have learned from it myself. And after that, by the grace of God, other healings happened. And I'm always very happy to be of service. There is no guarantee that this kind of major things happen to everybody or all of the time. But I have noticed that working at the level of the energies and using the intuition, there is always some sort of a healing that happens at different levels of the being. So nobody remains the same.
Absolutely. And when I asked him, do you feel like there is a calling for service? I see this showing up on this radio show, showing up
exactly.
on your lectures. This is
exactly.
a calling.
This
oh,
is
this
how
is
he spreads the word. He became very open to learning a lot of things and to the mysteries of the universe and so on. So, yeah, it's
beautiful.
Quite inspiring. I'm very grateful that he's making time to do this.
Yeah, so am I. I'm really grateful to you and to him and to Divine God, Divine Light. It's very much like my experience, not in such a way of the heart, but with the lupus. You know, as
yes,
I was healed,
yes.
I had my, I call it miraculous, and I changed inside and out, and now I'm of service. So it seems
wonderful.
Like
and lupus is a difficult condition.
Yes, it's like a positive virus that goes through us when we...
So, you know, the suffering was
not in vain.
The
God within us awakens, huh? The God within us awakens
Absolutely.
And awakens to service.
And the suffering was not in vain. You see, there is always something good that happens even in bad situations. You know, if we take the lesson and if we move on, this is what is important. And usually people transform in difficult times. People don't transform when everything goes happy-go-lucky, you know, easy and so on. Yeah,
for
it
sure.
usually takes a trigger of some sort, a difficulty
oh,
of some
sure.
sort to wake us up.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Dr. Liliana, let me take this time to reintroduce you. This is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morvati, your host. We've been speaking to Dr. Liliana, who is a medical intuitive energy healer and lecturer, and as well as to Samir, who had an amazing, amazing healing experience with Dr. Liliana and the Divine. They're learning again and again all things are possible as we're open to exploring, open to healing. All things are possible. Dr. Liliana, you always, so much you talk about Homo sapiens, that we can evolve from being Homo sapiens to Homo luminous. Now, this may be a new terminology, a new philosophy, a new understanding for our listeners and people out there. Can you further go into further explanation?
Yes. Actually, what this means, it comes from the Latin word which means light.
So homo luminosus means a person, a human made of light. So it refers to the clairvoyant perception of somebody who has a perfected energetic system, who looks like golden light glowing. So this transformation from a regular human, you know, homo sapiens, into homo luminosus, the glowing human, indicates also a change in consciousness. The ancients knew that. Various traditions from around the world knew that for millennia. And this is a term, I believe, that was reintroduced by Dr. Alberto Violdo in one of his books. He is one of my teachers, and he studied the Inca tradition of energy healing for many, many years. So I think that he's the one who reintroduced this term into the West.
Yes, I really appreciate Dr. Alberto, who's a shamanic healer, and he always talks about the luminous body.
Yes, exactly.
The luminous. So he was one of your teachers.
Yes.
What a beautiful teacher. He's very authentic, very, very authentic. So is it part of your mission to help support humanity into homo luminous?
Yes, I feel that in my own modest way I'm helping with every client that I see, and also in my public lectures I try to bring as much information as possible, accurate information, to open the eyes of the general public as to what it means actually to work with the intuition and with the energies. There are very many misconceptions out there, and people need to learn about what to expect if they go for such a session, you know, and what to expect in a practitioner, because people need to pay attention to who they work with. In general, we pay more attention to selecting a good hairdresser than to selecting a surgeon or an energy healer or a massage therapist or, you know, an intuitive. And all these people can affect us very profoundly on an energetic level. So we all need to be aware.
We are awakening here on Infinite Love Radio.
Yes.
And so Dr. Liliana and the guests, you know, gas prices are going up. People are being laid off. Food costs are going up. People are in anxiety, fear, you know, depression, the planet. There's so much hatred. There's so much resentment. There's so much negativity going on. And so how do you see personal transformation as a key to planetary transformation from your perspective? I know love is, but...
I think that we cannot afford to be depressed or to look for negative things. We need to hold a good vision for this planet. We can manifest things through thinking positively as well, through holding a good vision, through holding a strong intention for our own healing and for the healing of the planet. The only thing that we can do actually is to work on ourselves very diligently and to effectuate our own transformation. Because we are part of the unified field of consciousness, which now the quantum physics calls God, and just by the virtue of the unified field of consciousness, being part of the unified field of consciousness, we don't do anybody any favors if we suffer, really. So if we are in the best possible shape that we can be energetically and at a thought level and so on, we do service to humanity in this way, because we contribute to raising the vibration of the rest of the unified field of consciousness, which is, you know, our world, the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to work on ourselves and to hold the good vision, because together we can change things.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Together,
yes.
Raising the vibration, together making a difference, together creating transformation.
Exactly.
Wow.
Not being
Dr.
depressed,
Liliana,
not giving up.
Never giving up. Dr. Liliana, our time is almost up again with you. It's always like goes by so
fast. It goes by very fast, I know.
Oh, my God. I so amazingly appreciate your presence.
Thank you very much, Dr. Liliana. I appreciate you as well.
Thank you. But before we close, do you have any messages for our listeners and for the planet and the universe and all that is?
Yes, we all need to stay open and to search for new realities. The reality that we believe that we live in is much grander than we thought ever possible. We are told that we live in a tiny little box. Actually, the reality is much grander than we think. We need to stay open and to learn and to be present and aware and to pray and do our best and enjoy life on planet Earth, you know, the best that we can. This is all.
This is so beautiful. Thank you, Dr. Liliana. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
It's a magnificent journey in this lifetime. We appreciate you. And just by your presence making a difference and all of your healings, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I feel the same way about you and the service that you do in your own way to humanity.
Thank you. Blessings to you until next time.
Thank you very much.
Again, listeners, we've been talking to Dr. Liliana. Again, I will give you her website for further information for her lectures and private consultations. Her website, again, is www.drliliana, that's drliliana.com, drliliana.com, or call 310-772-8270 to personally contact her. Oh, you magnificent, wonderful beings of light, and I truly mean it, for we are all one. Again, we gathered here on this Infinite Love Radio, awakening to what is, awakening to possibilities, awakening to our truth, awakening that there is a way out of being stagnant and frustrated, that we have the power within as our willingness, as we are open, as we are allowing the divine presence of God and all that is, and our own will to work in our lives in every way, enhancing our relationships, our finances, our health, our careers, everything, but being patient and persevering and never ever giving up, as Dr. Liliana said too. I appreciate your presence, and this is Infinite Love Radio for this week. Stay with us, as next week our guest is Stephanie Risley, who is a hypnotherapist and an author. We'll be hearing all about her near-death experience and her new book called Love from Both Sides. Her website is www.stephanierisley.com. For now, I invite you to breathe in infinite love to every cell in your body and breathe it out and give it to the whole world, for we are all one. And again, I invite you to visit www.infiniteloveradio.com and download free guided meditations and insights. As always, I invite all of your comments, suggestions, and questions to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. You are wonderful. I appreciate you. Until next week, this has been Michelle Morovati. Thank you. Blessings. Good day.